How the Woman Becomes the Bear. Do you remember how the woman becomes the bear from not enough sleep and crawls into her dark cave with walls covered in drawings and claws left in the soft, shallow dirt? Do you remember how the woman becomes the bear in my dreams, lumbering across the wild grass in the direct path of my sister? We were camping out back and went crawling through the cab window to get to the keys and drive away. There was the town we lived in, and the way the bear roamed the streets, lost in a crowd, and smelling her way for you and your blood. And how I panicked, running down the road after hours with it in my mind to save you from what was already yours. Do you remember how I stashed you in the attic with blood on my hands? How we drove across the hot desert through two borders in a loaded-down car full of malt shakes and the smell of French fries and crumpled white paper bags on the floorboard. How your lipstick lay on the dash and melted red into the sun's wide-open mouth under a sky that stretched like someone's flared skirt and laughter over our heads. We woke to cold mornings in early spring, that tin trailer in the park, the way the moon showed its flanks on both sides, and the night came unexpected. We pressed our skin against the screen while she went on and on about what might be out there, dredging up volcanoes out of our innocence, those unheard-of animals, the way a hand could be devoured, the way the sides of your body could look like ribbons, the way we had to be protected with only our fear, the way we could end up with nothing, and how there was never really any way around it. Blood cursed through us and does, from the center of the body and across, in a line out the mouth like a long finger, like a thread woven out and left behind, like a trail between trees in the forest. And what were you thinking of all this, with your curly blonde hair and tiny fingers, with your little teeth and the legs that bolt you across the lawn like a young deer in new white skin? This thing has been chasing us for so long. We could take off running, you know. We could start up dancing and shake the heavy weight of your thighs. We could drop off the old orange stretch pants. We could wipe off the dead black mascara and give you back the slap of your paws. We could shake off running. We could leave the popcorn and movies behind and do it over. I never meant to leave you. I never meant to. But that's all done now anyway. And all those teeth came way too close to my skin not to have changed something. Your green eyes chase summer things. Your heavy arms wave around in the heat of the day, revealing stretch marks like rings at the center of trees that surround us. Your turned-up nose for picking berries out of a cool tray in the supermarket. The stubs of your hands pull pits from your mouth and toss them away in an old brown sack in the corner. When it is hot, you put the frayed ends of your hair up in a beret. So come on now. Come on. We can take off in that other direction. I'm ready to go where she told us never to. That old log across the river we had to scoot across. Every fallen tree in the path is ours to know. The way the leaves lay out like coins in the pathway, only better. They won't leave you for another man. Don't you remember how the woman became the bear and gave up smoking? Don't you remember how she tore out of that big empty house? Ha! A sight to see. She drove out to the beating heart of the mountain and asked to be let in. But only so far, she said, holding up her withered claw. I can only go so far. She lumbered into the front seat of the pickup and adjusted the seat belt, watching out the bug-splattered windshield with her small brown eyes. Well, I'm going further. At least I'm going as far as I can. As far as that is. I'm looking for that bear. Did I tell you? I'm looking. I'm taking all I have, which is nothing, and walking deep into the forest with only a slit of light like birthing over my head. I'm going right in where the pine needles rest beneath my feet, listening to some song about a bear. I am going in.